The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, that was very, very brave of us to play that song because Free Now, the taxi service, they've released the results of this survey, and it suggests that that song, Mariah's Christmas Special, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is the most skippable song at Christmas. It is the song people are most likely to hit the button to say, no, play the next one, don't want to hear it. That comes out number one on the list, the Christmas songs we've had enough of. Number two, Last Christmas, Wham. Number three, Do They Know It's Christmas, Band Aid. They don't say which version of it. Number four, Fairy Tale of New York. From the Pogues. Ooh, a controversial one from an Irish point of view. And then Driving Home for Christmas, Chris Rea. Yeah, I get a bit sick of Driving Home for Christmas as well, I have to say. But those are the most skippable Christmas songs. The songs that people most get sick of. Catherine Lynch, the comedian, is with me now. Catherine, happy Christmas. I'm surprised you're still with us, given how many people are appalled by that Mariah Carey song. I'd say we have no listeners left, if this research is to be believed.
I don't know. Mariah Carey, who can reach dogs with her Christmas songs. That's the note she hits. Oh, my God. I think it's fantastic. I love Mariah Carey.
Do you? You don't like that song, do you?
I do love that song. I love that song. It's as camp as Christmas. So, who wouldn't? It wouldn't be Christmas without listening to that song at some stage. But I do love different types of songs, you know. There are far nicer ones than that. I was actually just listening to Tom Waits' Christmas Card from a Hooker. It's a really good song.
Yeah. The type of things we all think about at Christmas, of course, captured by Tom in that song.
And there's so many gorgeous songs and so many great covers, like Gwen Stefani singing Jingle Bells, Beyonce doing, or Sinead O'Connor actually singing Silent Night. I really love Christmas.
So you're a big, big fan of Christmas songs. When do you start listening to them?
Well, when you're forced on the radio. Mm. Like I don't go looking for them, but I accept all of them that come into my mind over Christmas. And there is something for everyone, really. You know, if the rockers can listen to Slade, you know, there's everyone. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Like, nobody can deny that that's one of the greatest songs ever written and performed ever, you know. Christmas or not, The Power of Love is a serious song.
Steve Cummins, Steve Cummins is with us as well, the comedian. Steve, you're not a fan of Christmas songs, are you?
Oh dear God, no. You want to talk PTSD?
Oh, this is great.
When you started playing that dirge with Mariah Carey, caterwauling on it. Do you remember 2020? Do you remember COVID?
Do
you remember
I do remember, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. I remember because it was the most successful time of my life. And remember, I was doing all these online events for people for Christmas, right? Did over 100 events online, ended each and every one with that song. I had this genius idea for making a music video. It was very successful. I'm not joking. For 3 weeks, it was the third week of January, still every time I closed my eyes to go to sleep, all I would hear is every time. I would play on a loop in my head. I was ready to scream. Now, Catherine, I have to give her the Tom Waits song, great one. There should be. The problem with the Christmas songs is they're the same ones you hear every year, earlier and earlier. You know, supermarkets now are putting them on in the middle of November, and it's Slade, for example. You know, are you hanging up your stockings on the wall? No, actually, no one hangs their stockings on the wall. Maybe up the fireplace, not nailing your laundry to the wall, Slade. But they're too often. It's the same one. But no, I'm not. I'm the ultimate Christmas bunny. I've just been cooking all day and tomorrow.
Dolly Parton, Dolly Christmas. What about that? There's a whole album full of Dolly Parton songs.
Dolly Parton could literally read my local Chinese menu and I'd listen to that woman any day of the week.
Well, fair play.
I do think there's room, though, for next year we could have alternate Christmas songs, like the ones, like the Tom Waits song you mentioned. There's one by a guy, Commander Cody, and it's called Daddy's Drinking Up Our Christmas. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you know,
let's get some of the mad ones out.
John Prime has a Christmas in Prison. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a great one as well. But it's the ones you hear. The only thing that's worse than like the Mariahs and the whatever and what have you is when you go into your local supermarket and they refuse to pay royalties. So instead, they have generic versions of some of the worst songs ever written.
Well, now your local supermarket's not going to be happy with you. You'll be getting no Christmas crackers from them.
Well, you know what? I've given enough money over the year. They better look out.
I understand where Steve is coming from, because I remember I worked in a clothes shop in Cork in the run-up to Christmas. Oh, God, and this is before streaming services, so there was a Christmas CD that would play about 20 songs and it would just play all the songs in order and then start again, and I was so I became so brainwashed by it that outside of work hours, if I heard if I heard Wham Last Christmas, as soon as the song ended, I'd start singing Frosty the Snowman in my head because it was the next song on the CD. So I just it would immediately start playing on my inner soundtrack. I was kind of traumatized by this experience.
Frosty the Snowman. Now you can't put that in with Wham. But then what about something like Bing Crosby singing White Christmas? I'm sure you loved that.
The only joy to that song is watching the video, and you can see Bing Crosby looking at David Bowie like David Bowie is some weird insect that has just appeared in front of him. You can tell they did not get on recording that video. You just have a look at them, and I actually did a research once where they hated each other from the moment they met. Apparently, Bing Crosby was not the nicest man in the world. But just if you want pure proof about how Christmas is a time to be cruel to people if you wish. I make no secret of the fact how much I hate Christmas music, or these specific Christmas songs. Last year, the year before, my wife and sons went to the trouble of changing all the preset radio stations in my car to Christmas FM, so that no matter what button I pushed, all I was hearing was the same Christmas song coming out over and over and over and over again.
Well, you're not the only comedian in the family then.
Hey!
I missed that.
So would you play any Christmas music then, or is it just those, what did you call them, alternate Christmas songs in your house, Steve?
I would play, no, do you know what? I was there, you know, when you're asking Google or whatever to play something, and I said, play traditional Christmas songs. Mm-hmm. And it was some weird Spotify playlist, and there was actually kind of nice versions, like the odd religious-y one, and I am far from religious, whatever the opposite of religious is. But, you know, like, Oh Holy Night and things like that, they're really nice and whatever. It's, do you know what it is? Every artist for the last 50 years realized one thing real fast. If you can get a Christmas massive hit, that is a cash cow that is going to literally keep you going forever. How much do you think Mariah Carey gets every January?
Do you know the answer?
Times that's on
the split. I said the size of her charity is massive.
Apparently she gets, is it 3 million quid? She gets a check for 3 million quid every January. Thereabouts, yeah. I don't
Johnny
know.
Madden?
Sorry, that's just a number that swirls around. I don't know how true it is, but I've heard people say that it's like the royalty check for just that song, not to mention all the other royalty checks she gets through the year. But that song
is the GDP of another small country.
Yeah, it's 3 million quid every single year. And that's been going for 20 years as well. So that's about 60 million quid.
40 years. Do you know what I mean? Like Kirsty MacColl and Shane McGowan's descendants are making money, which is great for them. But do you know what I mean? Okay. It's like if you can click a Christmas hit and it becomes part of this sea of dirge that people like to play every Christmas, you're
we'll
pretty much guaranteed to retire on. Sorry?
Yeah. We'll write one for next year.
Well, you know, the issue...
that's a great idea.
The issue you're going to have, you know, in the future is that... somebody else was talking about this on the radio the other day, is that you're never going to have new Christmas number ones because how they now count the songs by using kind of streaming services that, you know, you had, all right, you might not be a fan of X Factor, but there was a period of time where the X Factor song was the Christmas number one. And then there'd be the odd bolter. There was Rage Against the Machine a few years. There was kind of his campaign for loads of people to go out and kind of download the song. And it became a Christmas number one, but you'll never have that. Apparently every year, like into the, unless the kind of the system changes again, which I'm sure it will at some stage, but until then, it's always going to be either Mariah or Wham, because they are so far in front of everybody else in streaming that they'll just flick over and back between them. That's kind of depressing, isn't it?
Isn't it? We still have Shane McGowan. Ours is right up there. I think it's number 4 of the most played Christmas songs. So that's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's also number four, though, and the most skippable. So not everyone is a fan. Not everyone is a fan.
What about do you remember Johnny Mathis, When a Child is Born? That's a beautiful song. Johnny Mathis. Yeah. That was beautiful.
Oh, do you know what? Catherine,
number one
Catherine.
For years.
Catherine, I'll tell you what you can do now on Christmas Day, just for me. I want you to put on that song. And when you get to the talky bit in the middle, hasn't aged well. Has not aged well.
When
he's describing the various colours of people around the world. Trust me, it has not aged well.
Okay.
Like
before we get cancelled for talking about that, we'll wrap things up. Happy Christmas to Catherine Lynch and Steve Cummins, comedians. Listen,
just to say
go
that,
on.
I'm most looking forward to Idelle Palmer singing "O Holy Night" in Mohill Church with Mohill Church Choir, as everyone are all around the country. That's a real Christmas song.
It is.
You know, when we all get together and listen to with each other.
Catherine Lynch is, of course, the mayor of Mohill. Catherine, thank you very much. I will talk to you again in the new year. I listen to certain Christmas songs all year round, but Fairy Tale in New York is one I would skip often. Can't beat the 7-minute version of Last Christmas, says that person. Christmas at the Airport by Nick Lowe. Check it out. Band-Aid is a horrible song, says somebody else. Quite a few people mentioning Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name, the greatest Christmas number one of all songs. Somebody else, I can't stand Fairy Tale in New York. I particularly can't stand Stop the Cavalry. Obviously, the more popular a song, the more skips. Also, two English people sing Fairy Tale of New York. Now, there's a controversial take. God, that certainly is.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.